Myasthenia gravis, or MG, is a relatively rare autoimmune disease that impacts neuromuscular function. Long ago, it used to kill 1 out of 3 people that had it because of respiratory failure. Gil Wolf, who runs the neurology program at UB and is lead author of the team that conducted the international study, says the disease today can be treated with corticosteroids such as prednisone or by undergoing a thymectomy to remove your thymus gland, which happens to be below your sternum.
So now it's really a pretty well-managed disease. But there always have been questions of what kind of benefit we were getting out of the thymectomy, because it's a major surgical procedure, especially if you go through the breastbone, because you have to split the breastbone.
Wolf says when you use prednisone, you also end up using other agents to reduce the side effects that comes with it. Those costs can add up.
The current state of considerations of healthcare costs and so forth, that the move over the years away from thymectomy, because it seems to have been done somewhat less now than it, say, was done 30 or 40 years ago, that we need to reconsider that.
Especially now that, according to Wolf, it's basically a one-shot deal once you have the surgery. Patients in the study who have had surgery were stronger in the long term. Wolf says there was an inkling thymectomies were effective, but they couldn't prove it until they completed the National Institute of Health-supported study.
That's why, you know, high-impact journals have wanted to publish the study, besides the fact that it was funded by, you know, NIH. And NIH, when it comes to clinical trials or other research, generally is only funding things that have significant impact.
While MG is roughly found in 1 out of every 8 to 10,000 people, Wolf says it's the most common disease of neuromuscular transmission, and with an aging population, the potentially 60,000 Americans diagnosed may be on the rise. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.